You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 24, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Target is undergoing a significant leadership change as CEO Brian Cornell will step down on February 1, 2026. Michael Fedelka, the current chief operating officer, will succeed him. This transition occurs amid declining sales and widespread boycotts affecting the retail giant. Target has reported a sales drop for three consecutive quarters, with shares falling 10% prior to Cornell's resignation announcement. The company's struggles in 2025 reflect ongoing issues, particularly its retreat from progressive branding. In January 2025, Target announced the discontinuation of several key diversity, equity, and inclusion (DEI) programs, including initiatives aimed at advancing Black employees' careers and promoting Black-owned businesses. The company also withdrew from the Human Rights Campaign survey and ended its three-year DEI goals. This reversal sparked outrage and led to significant boycotts. Target's DEI rollback aligns with a broader trend among Fortune 500 companies responding to conservative pressures and legal challenges against diversity efforts. The company's initial commitment to DEI programs followed George Floyd's killing in Minneapolis in 2020. The daughters of one of Target's co-founders expressed dismay, calling the DEI rollback a betrayal. Target had previously pledged over $2 billion to Black-owned businesses as part of its DEI commitments. However, the recent closure of key DEI initiatives is perceived as a retreat under political pressure. The boycotts have notably impacted customer traffic and sales, with a 4.8% decline in store visits during the first quarter of 2025. Comparable store sales decreased by 3.8%, although digital sales increased by 4.7%. Data from analytics firms indicate a decline in consumer support, particularly among Black and Hispanic households. On a national blackout day, Target experienced an 11% decline in store traffic. Since the DEI reversal on January 24th, foot traffic has consistently fallen. Target's trust and like score from Caliber has significantly decreased post-DEI shift. In the first full quarter after the DEI rollback, Target reported a 2.8% year-over-year decline in net sales, totaling $23.8 billion. The company missed analysts' sales expectations by nearly $500 million. In-store foot traffic dipped 5.7%, and transactions dropped 2.4%. Target now anticipates total sales to fall in the low single digits for the fiscal year, reversing earlier growth projections. Boycotts against Target have been organized by various groups, including Black clergy and local Black Lives Matter organizations. These groups mobilize significant segments of the Black community, which has historically been a target of corporate diversity initiatives. Their organized boycotts can exert considerable economic pressure on corporations. During a boycott announcement, some speakers cut up their Target charge cards and encouraged shopping at Costco, which reaffirmed its commitment to DEI. Representative Yvette D. Clark criticized Target's decision to end DEI efforts, stating that the explanations provided fell woefully short. Target CEO Brian Cornell has met with civil rights leaders like Al Sharpton to address the backlash. The company has reaffirmed its pledge to spend $2 billion with Black-owned businesses and introduced a new strategy called Belonging at the Bullseye. The Trust and Like score by Caliber assesses consumer sentiment towards Target. A significant decline in this score indicates a loss of consumer confidence, impacting sales and brand loyalty. Target's sales issues are also attributed to strategic errors, such as overbuying merchandise in 2022, leading to inventory challenges. Additionally, Target's reliance on imported goods makes it vulnerable to erratic tariff policies. The company's core sales traditionally come from non-essential goods, which consumers are buying less due to rising prices and stagnant wages. Incoming CEO Michael Fedelka plans to focus on a Fun 101 initiative to fill stores with trendier items, but critics argue this may worsen Target's problems. Target's response to the backlash includes reaffirming its $2 billion pledge and introducing the Belonging at the Bullseye strategy, although specifics remain unclear. The CEO has met with civil rights leader Al Sharpton and issued a letter to employees following the DEI pullback. The Congressional Black Caucus stated that Target's explanations fell woefully short of community expectations. In a notable consequence, Target was removed from the Twin Cities Pride Festival in Minneapolis, ending a long-standing sponsorship partnership. Copyright African Elements. And